Greetings, family. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. I hope each and every one of you is well. It has been another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm feeling so much better, and I want to start this episode off with a powerful scripture that I think will be encouraging to you. It is Psalm 34:19. Psalm 34:19 says, "A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him." Whew, that was powerful. That was powerful. I was thinking of that scripture as I was just feeling so grateful about God, you know, healing my body. I was under the weather, and I don't know when I had been that sick. It had been years, maybe over 10 years that I had been that sick, especially the fact that I took off from work for 2 days. So I just wanted to give God praise and glory. And I was just reminded that we all go through different things. Sickness is a part of our humanity. All humans get sick, and we pray and we believe. And I just stood on my faith, and I believe that God was going to heal me, that he was going to restore me, and he definitely has. And so I'm just so grateful. And I want to remind you that whatever you're going through, if you are sick in your body, God can heal you. This too shall pass. If you're going through some difficult time that is beyond your control, an enemy, a foe is trying to sabotage you, trying to hurt you, just know that God will deliver you out of the hands of your enemy and your foes, and then he will deal with your enemies and your foes. And I am a witness, and I want to encourage you. You don't have to fight sometimes. The battle is the Lord. The battle is the Lord. Sometimes I know it's hard. We want to jump in the ring, want to put on our boxing gloves, but that is exhausting, and it can be overwhelming. And you do have to be passive, and you have to sometimes say, "God, I surrender to you. This is above my head. This is too much for me. God, take care of what needs to be taken care of." Amen. So I just want to encourage you and let you know you're okay. So I'm titling this episode, Become a Dream Merchant, Life Lessons from Coach Don Staley. I was going to do this as an ode, and I want to tell you what an ode is in a moment. I'm an ELA teacher, so you all know, as an English teacher, I got to teach a little English here. But an ode is a kind of poem that is a lyric poem usually marked by exaltation of feeling and style, varying length of line and complexity of stanza forms, also something that shows respect for or celebrates the worth or influence of another, homage. And this is really an ode to Coach Don Staley, who, I'm going to be honest, I've never been much of a sports person, didn't know much about her. But when I saw that this coach had an undefeated season with the University of South Carolina Lady Gamecocks, I just said, "Ooh, I got to learn more." And as I learned more about her, I realized we had so much in common. That's why I was so drawn to her. We both grew up in the projects. We both, had challenges growing up. We both kind of felt like a loner, you know, do certain things. We're both Black. We're both women. We both had mothers that we had issues with, but we learned to appreciate. I could just go on and on. But I think what I was most impressed by is the fact that she works with young people as I do, and she cares about them. It's genuine. And that is what really made me want to know more about her, because I'm all about learning. And I believe that, I know as a teacher, I've learned so much from coaches. What coaches do and what coaches say to win championships, I think as teachers, we can learn something from, because we're coaches too. We're academic coaches, but there is so much that we can offer our students. So I wanted to learn from her. So we're going to get this episode. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. Thank you so much to all of my listeners, anybody tuning in. I really appreciate it. Using this platform, Spotify, Anchor, I don't know who's listening, but I do see where people are listening. I want to thank everybody in the United States, my brothers and sisters in Nigeria. I really appreciate you. And the UK, I think, was third on the list for listeners internationally. So I just want to say thank you. Hello to everybody out there who is listening. I really appreciate you. And I pray that this podcast is a blessing. So this one is going to be about Dawn Staley. She refers to herself as a dream merchant. And I love that term. I absolutely love that term, dream merchant. You are helping people navigate through and to their dreams. And that is what I do as an educator. I think that's why I just have so much respect and admiration for Coach Staley, because again, she reminds me, we have a lot in common, some similar backgrounds, although my background is not in sports. We have some things in common. So even though she's the youngest of five, I'm the firstborn of four. So so much life lessons there. But here's some things I've learned about her, and I want to just share them, because in order for us to be dream merchants, number one, we really have to think about other people. And that can be hard sometimes, depending on who you are and where you are in life. I know people that only think of themselves. They've never in their entire life have ever thought about anyone else. And if they had, the outcome of their life would be so different. They would have been so much more productive. They would have been happier. They would have been healthier. There is a blessing when you understand your purpose. And I just had this conversation with my students, you know, because sometimes people make this whole thing about purpose real deep, and it's not. It's very simple. Each of us has a purpose. And the purpose is to help people. I'm going to say that again. Each of us has a purpose, and that purpose involves helping people, not just ourselves. Now, how we do that is going to be different depending on what we know and what we have and what positions we hold. But that is ultimately why God has put us here, to make this world better than the way we found it. Sometimes we can help people in big ways. Sometimes it's small ways. But every day of our lives, we must be focused on helping others. When we focus on helping others, it changes us in unimaginably great ways. Number one, we realize that we have to be mindful of how we conduct ourselves. Because in order for us to help others, people need to respect us. So we have to set a good example. We have to be a good role model. And sometimes being a good example and being a good role model, it doesn't happen by accident. You have to be real intentional about that. You have to be very mindful of things that you're doing or saying, because people are watching. And because I work with young people, as Coach Staley does, I really realize how critical that is. Like what I say, how I respond to different things is so important. And so you have to understand that in order to be a dream merchant, you need to care. You need to be thinking about somebody other than yourself. I was reflecting on a person that I know, and he experienced a loss not long ago. And I was thinking how sad that was. And in my mind, I was thinking, if this person had just spent some time thinking about the person that he lost while that person was alive, while that person was younger, the person might not have been lost at all. And I was just thinking about all the things he could have done to help this person. He could have taught this person things. He could have provided shelter for this person. He could have helped this person. And I just thought, you know, it's so tragic when people are so self-absorbed that they're never, ever, ever thinking about anybody else than themselves. And then on top of that, even if, you know, again, I learned, and I mentioned this in the last episode, is I realized some people just live in their heads. So they may actually be thinking about other people, but they never take action. And that's because that's where that great connection comes. See, we are powerless without God. We're just absolutely powerless to do what we need to do. He is like that electrical outlet. And I use this analogy all the time. My laptop is plugged up right now. And if I unplugged it, it may work for a while. But at some point, it's going to shut completely down because it does not have any power. We're like that. We can never, ever be all that we can be when we're not focused on a relationship with God. And I'm not talking about religion. I have to emphasize this every episode. I am not anti-religion. What I do recognize, and I'm always concerned about, is bad religion. I believe that bad religion has gotten us, especially as people in the Black community, to these bad places where we are, especially with our men. I think it's bad religion that has messed a lot of people up. But I was just reflecting on it. This person had not been so selfish, and he had thought about something other than pornography. He would have been able to help a person that he should have helped. And it made the tragedy in the end might not have even happened. And that is because in order to be a person who is a dream merchant, in order to be fulfilled, you got to be thinking about somebody other than yourself. You have to be intentional. You have to make the effort. And so if you are listening to this and you have a chance, unlike this person, they can never have that chance to go back and help the person that is lost. It is totally, that opportunity is gone forever now. And it's such a tragedy in the end, in the beginning of the wrath that for that person has just begun. What's so sad is that it didn't have to be this way. And so I am here to tell you, if you're listening, try to begin to focus on other people other than yourself. It doesn't mean that you neglect yourself. In fact, it makes you, when you're a dream merchant, it makes you want to take care of yourself more. And I've watched a couple of videos with Coach Staley. Of course, I don't know her personally. A lot of times I'm not aspiring to meet celebrities, but she's one person I would love to just sit down and have a conversation with as an educator, like what are some critical things to motivate people. But it doesn't mean you neglect yourself. And what Coach Staley said in one of her interviews, and I think she said in more than one interview, she had to be a very disciplined person because her mother was a disciplinarian. And that is so true. In order for us to be at the top of our game, to be able to help other people, we have to be disciplined. You know, temptation is always going to be knocking at our door. We can always give into our flesh and get into all kinds of evil. And that's what some people do. And when you do that, what happens is you don't have the power to be all you can be. You're never going to be able to, and I know we all struggle with different things, but when you totally give in, like you got so many struggles, like, you know, some people, they drink, they smoke, they eat, they just got so much stuff going on. You can't be all you can be. And so we have to resist. We got to surrender to the Most High God and get strength. And just like we open our mouths and we put down people and different things, we got to put down that devil. We got to talk. We got to get mad as hell at the devil and just say, no, we're going to talk about you the way we've been talking about the church and some of these other things, so that we can be free and we can begin to be disciplined, so we can be dream merchants. So that's something that you need to know, is that to be a dream merchant, you have to think about somebody other than yourself. And it's a trick of the enemy. When we get, you know, there are people, you know, I don't use the term often, and I hear people talk about narcissists a lot, like narcissism. I do think that the word narcissist can be overused. But when I really start to think about what it was, like if I hear a term over and over again, I like to do a scuba dive and on that term, like, you know, make sure that I know what it means because I'm a linguist. And there are people, I do know a narcissist. I do know some people that just are close to it. But I know one person, like, they've never thought about anybody but themselves. They've never cared. And I'm not just criticizing them. I'm saying it's based on their actions. They've never done anything for anyone but themselves. So that is how you become a dream merchant. First, you have to really understand your purpose. Your purpose as it pertains to why you are here on this planet. Why God made you. And he all made us for the same thing. To make this world a better place. Again, how we do that is different from one person to the next. Dawn Staley is doing it as a coach. I do it as an educator. Somebody may do it as a medical professional. Somebody may do it as a electrician. I want to give a shout out to this man. I'm going to do a whole podcast on him, but I was reading a news story, and it was about a woman. She's a veteran, and she was living in this house, and she had lived without power for a significant amount of time. The power went off, but Georgia Power said they would not turn on her power until she had gotten some wires fixed in her home. So she didn't have the money. It was going to cost like $1,500 to get this the wiring in her home done. So she reached out to a local news channel. Thank God for WSB-TV. Give them a big shout out. And she reached out to them. They aired her story. And this company, Minor Electricity, and I'm going to put their link. If you live in Atlanta area, if you can give them some business, you can. But it's, I think it's Minor Electrical, whatever. But anyway, Jimmy Minor Sr. went out to this lady's home and we're actually getting to cry right now. And he worked overtime to get her wires fixed. And once he fixed her wires, then Georgia Power cut back on her power. He did that pro bono. She did not have the money. He saw a need and he helped her. And I thought to myself, this is what it's all about. This is what life is all about. Where you go in and you help. How many people, you know, would never help? They could fix it or they could do something, but they're just not going to do it because the only person they're thinking about is themselves. And the only thing they're focused on is their flesh. Satisfying their flesh, which is never going to be satisfied because lust is something that you can't quench. But here this man is, Jimmy Minor Sr., and I think it's a family-owned business, Minor Electrics. And I'll put a link in the, they don't have a website, but I will put the name in the description box if you want to give them a shout out, throw them some business, or just give them some money. Just say, you know what, here's something to put it, to have in the bank. So if somebody else needs some help, this is my $25 to contribute. You don't have to ask anybody to help them. You're going to do something for someone, just do it. You don't ask, you know, if you're really serious, you know, some people want to sound good and I get it, but no. So that's what I'm talking about, your purpose, helping people, giving the people. This man is using his purpose. May his business be blessed. May Dawn Staley continue to be blessed and empowered. The other thing that she said was, is that she made connections with these young women and their families. You know, she's one of those people that she's inclusive. And we have to do that when we really want to fulfill our purpose. We want to be a dream merchant. We got to get everybody involved. Sometimes we kind of get focused on one person, but she's not just focused on the players. She's focused on the parents. She's focused on the players. Extended family or their friends, anybody that's influencing your life, she's focused on that as well. And make your goals clear. That's how you're able to be a dream merchant. When you're clear about who you are, there's no ambiguity. There's no, nobody's confused about you. You're here to do this thing and everybody knows that you're here to do that thing. And that's just how you're able to really be a dream merchant. The other thing I think is so powerful, and I mentioned this before, is just being a good example. When you've done something yourself, and you've perfected and you've been where that person, the dreamer, is trying to go, you are able to offer so much more because you've been there yourself. And that is why, you know, even though I'm saying we got to focus on other people, that's why you have to develop yourself. Every day, all day, you have to be doing something to get better and to develop yourself in order to be able to help other people. And again, throughout this podcast, since I started, I cannot emphasize enough that you cannot have an output of anything that you have not put in. So if you don't put in positive things, if you don't watch positive things, if you don't listen to positive things, if you don't read, if you're not around people having conversations, I'm not talking about religion, because I'm telling you, religion, bad religion, is jacking up a lot of people. I know people that are super religious. They're not doing anything for anybody. You know, they may be doing something for themselves, but they're really not doing anything for anybody, because that religion is about, you know, look at the person and the organization and not be out in the field helping people. And so, anyway, you want to be a good example. And to do that, you got to make sure your input is in there. The other thing that Dawn Staley did, and it's sad that she had to defend herself when she won. First of all, she's a three-time NCAA championship coach. She's won the NCAA championship three times. This last time that she won in 2024, the team was undefeated. She got very emotional after the win, and she gave God, Jesus, the glory, as she should. Because she knew, and she has said over and over and over again, she could not have done anything without God. You got people out there that say, no, give yourself some credit. I can't breathe without God. So I could say, I could give myself some credit, but I can't breathe without the Most High God giving life in me. And that's what people who really are connected know. And that's what Coach Staley knows. And that is why she gave glory to God. And that's what I want to kind of wrap this up with. If you're going to be a dream merchant, you have to be connected. And I want to invite anyone out there who is searching for purpose, for peace. If you are searching for purpose and peace, there's only one place you will find it. And that is in the Most High God, the one who made the sun, help me Jesus, the planets and the stars and the moon, and everything you see that you know man did not make. And the way that you build your connection with him is simple. You reach out. First of all, you understand, you know that he's real, because you know that there are things that man didn't make. You know that there are things that man can't explain and don't understand. Man does not understand. When I say man, I mean mankind. And all of that is from a creator. And we just use the old Celtic word God for this being that we don't see. And the first thing you have to do is understand, to have a relationship with God doesn't mean you understand everything. And it's okay if you don't understand everything. It's okay if you can't answer all the deep questions about life and why things happen the way they do. It's just enough to know that God is real, that he exists, and he is real, and that you can feel, because you are part spirit. There's a part of you that is spirit. And once you have a spirit-to-spirit connection, then you're able to feel his presence. But you have to open yourself up and not resist. Now, some people, I used to say that there's like a monitor in us. There's a spiritual monitor. And when some people are young, that monitor is turned on, and some people don't ever have it turned on. And then later, I think it's harder to try to turn it on, but it can be turned on. But just complete surrender and just go to God, get in a quiet place, turn off everything, your phone, your television, your computer, people. Just turn off everything. Get by yourself. And begin to just reach out to that God. Knock on the spiritual door and say, God, I want to come in. I want to sit with you. I want to talk with you. I want to get to know you. And when you do that with a sincere heart, you will feel and experience the presence of the Most High God. And the thing I love about God is we can talk to him 24/7. We can talk to him early in the morning. We can talk to him late at night. We don't ever have to be misunderstood. I say stuff and people misunderstand it. But with God, I don't have to, because he knows my heart. And we can pour ourselves out to this God, and we can tell everything that is in our heart and what we're struggling with to him. And we don't have to worry about being judged. We don't have to worry about what we're saying being repeated. We don't have to worry about what we are feeling being shamed. We can go to God, and that's the beauty of it. Whatever you're dealing with, your secrets are safe with him. Your inner thoughts are safe with him. Go to him and ask him to help you, and he will. Ask him to reveal himself to you, and you can experience him. And that's what Coach Staley was saying. She realized that not in her own strength, not in her own ability, could she have achieved all of the amazing things that she has achieved, that there is favor on her life. She has a personal relationship with God, and God has blessed her to be able to be a blessing to other people. And when she was giving God glory, I got emotional. I felt it. And you know, CNN, you know, ESPN, they try to, you know, mute the mic. They got in trouble. They've done that before. Like, if you say Jesus or God, they try to shut that mic down. But then they realize, they catch themselves, they realize people are going to call them on it. And then I saw her on something where she had to try to, you don't have to defend yourself, but that's how you become a dream merchant. You first have to become connected. I am so passionate about this. This is why I started Bad Talk Therapy, because I see so many people miss out on beautiful things because they want to be the God. They don't want to surrender to God. They want to be a God, whether they know it or not. And you know, you can clearly see it from spiritual discernment on the outside looking in. They've never worshiped God. And they don't fear God. They don't understand. I know I can't take my next breath without him. When you have a reverence for God, when you have an understanding of who he really is, and this world belongs to him, and our souls belong to him, and everything we have and everything we are is because of him. When you surrender to that, that's when your life changes. And that's when you understand that as a non-believer, as a believer versus a non-believer, your lives have the similar experiences, but how you respond to life, because God doesn't change life, he changes us. How you respond is different, because you know that every single thing you go through has a purpose. Everything that is happening, there's a reason for it. There's a season for it. And you just know God is real, no matter what your physical state is, no matter what your material or financial state is. You just know that God is real. And you fellowship with him and you walk with him, and it allows you to be that dream merchant. And in Dawn Staley's case, she's a dream merchant on a big scale. Some of us, we're dream merchants on a much smaller scale. You may just touch one person. You may touch, you know, 50 people. However you do it, that's our purpose. And that is how you become a dream merchant. When Mr. Miner went out there and saw that story, and he immediately jumped into action, and he fixed that lady's electrical wiring in her house so that she could have power. Here she is, a veteran. She served her country. And the veteran people didn't come and turn on and fix her wiring. She could have died for this country, but nobody was willing to even turn on her electricity. Y'all, I could talk about that, but I won't. I don't want to get sidetracked, and I won't digress today. But that was powerful. He was fulfilling his purpose. I remember when the King Center, at some point, the King Center needed a lot of repairs, and somebody was reporting it on the news, and a company came in and they cleaned up everything free. They didn't charge. I don't know if the King Center went back and gave these people some money or not. I just know that there are people fulfilling their purpose. And don't miss out on the opportunity to be blessed beyond measure. Sometimes people think if they give, they won't have. But I'm here to tell you, the more you give, and you don't just give to get, but when you really give from a sincere place and just a heart of wanting to say, thank you, God, for what you've done for me, when I tell you it will come back double, triple, quadruple fold, it will come back in ways you never thought. And it's not always material. Sometimes the blessings come back from just having health. Sometimes it comes when you just have love. You know, sometimes it's peace. Sometimes it's not always packaged as money or as something material, as some of these false teachers in churches teach. Like, you know, if you don't have a certain house, if you don't drive a certain car, they'll make it seem like, well, you're not blessed and there's something wrong with your life. And that's simply a lie. That's false teaching, because there's people living in huts that are blessed beyond measure. And so you got to make that connection to be a dream merchant. And when you make that connection and you commit every single day to talking with God and walking with God, you're able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. You're able to overcome things. You're able to grow. You're able to evolve. There are some people, and it grieves my heart, they're the exact same way they were 30 years ago. They haven't changed. And that comes out when they open their mouth. They're the same exact person, because you can't do this life without God. You can't grow without God. Only God will convict you and show you where you're wrong, where you need to work on yourself, where you need to give up things. And you can deny things to people, but you can't deny things when you have that personal relationship with God. He will make you see evil for evil and good for good. He will help you to understand your mind is just like a television screen. You determine what's going to play out in it. You don't want certain things to play out in your head and in your heart, because what they do is, when you watch all this mess or get into these things that don't help you become a dream merchant, then you become a person who is impotent, without power in so many ways, and it just makes you never ever not only fulfill your own dreams, but no one else's. And that's not God's will for you. So I just have to put that out there, you guys. I have to say that to you. Become a dream merchant. Those are some life lessons. Coach Staley just recapped Coach Staley's faith. And she doesn't seem like a religious person at all. She's connected. She knows the Most High God. We got to get to know Him. And I just gave you the steps to get to know Him. It's not about going anywhere. It's about going to God first. And then God will tell you where to go, who to talk to, what to read, when to read it, you know, those kinds of things. People get so caught up into religion, and I get it, because it helps them to feel better, but then they're the same person. So religion is not helping them. It's only relationship. And then, of course, you're here for your purpose. It's very simple. Help others. And that is how you become a dream merchant. Don't worry about helping on a big scale, maybe on a small scale. But that is all of our purposes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank y'all again for tuning into Bath Thought Therapy. May God continue to richly bless you as you begin your journey to becoming a dream merchant. Take care.